Tatarak Parik Bala Mishnah Yud Rabbi Yossi Omer Suffik Mashkin Lo Echlin Tamei Ula Kelim Tor. Rabbi Yossi said, when we have a Suffik, whether Mashkin came into contact with Echlin with food, that Suffik is ruled as being Tamei. As opposed to when we have a Suffik, whether Mashkin's fan came into contact with Kelim, the Kelim would be ruled as being Tor. As Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tana of the previous Mishnah, the Tana of the previous Mishnah held that Mashkin's fan are only Matami Echlin Midarabbanim. So therefore, when we have a suffix, whether Mashkin's fan came into contact with Eichlin, we would rule leniently as a suffix Durabana is Lakula. While Rabbi Yossi holds that Mashkin's fan are Mitame Eichlin min ha-tayra. So therefore, when we have a suffix, if that suffix occurred in Rosh Hashanah, we would rule Lachumra, and we would say that the Eichlin are Tami. But Mashkin's fan are only Mitame Kalim and Rabbanan, even according to Rabbi Yossi. As Kalim could only become Tami from an Avatuma, not from a Vladatuma, and Mashkin's fan are Vlada Tuma, not Navat Tuma, with the exception of Mashkin that came from a Zav or a Zav Kesa. What's the case when we have a Suffolk, whether Mashkin's man came into contact with Eichlin or with Kalim? Stay Chavius, Achas Tumeya, V'achas Tahir. If you have two jars, one of the jars is Tumeya, and therefore the water inside that jar is Tumeya. And the other jar is Tahir. So the water inside that jar is Tahir. V'asa Isa Me'achas Mehem. And you needed dough with water from one of those two jars, safek minat tmeya asa, safek minat tahira asa. You are uncertain whether you took water to knead your dough from the jar that's tmeya, or whether you took water from the jar that's tahira. Zehu safek mashkin loichlin tamei ula kalim tar. This is the case where you have a safek whether mashkin tmeya was mitami oichlin, and the din would be that the oichlin are tamei mi safek, and the kalim would be tar. The kli in which you kneaded your dough would be tahar, as we said, when we have a suffix, whether Mashkin Tmeim or Matami, a kli. The kli is ruled as being tahar. The Mephoshim asks, why do Rabbi Yossi talk about a new case in which you have two jars? One of them is Tamei, one of them is tahar. Why don't Rabbi Yossi talk about the same case we had in the previous mission? That you have a rod, which at the tip of the rod you have Mashkin Tmeim. And you threw that rod with Mashkin Tmeim among kikaros, and we have a suffix, whether the Mashkin Tmeim came into contact with the kikaros. That the previous mission said, that the din is that the kikaros would be tar. So why don't Rabbi Yossi talk about that case and just argue and say that the kikaros would be tar? Why does he have to talk about a new case? Well, first of answer, the reason is because Rabbi Yossi actually agrees with the Tana of the previous mission in such a case that you had Mashkin's fan at the end of a rod and you threw the rod among kikaros. Rabbi Yossi agrees that the din is they would be tar. Even though Rabbi Yossi in theory argues with the Tana of the previous mission, as Rabbi Yossi holds that Mashkin's fan are Matami Eichlin min Atoros, and therefore a suffix should be Lechumra. But in that specific case, Rabbi Yossi would agree. As we have a cloud, that when we have a suffix Tuma versus a Yachid, and it's a suffix, B'davar She'en B'das Lishol, there's nobody around that we could ask. That suffix is ruled as being taught. So in that case, where the person threw the rod, so therefore in the place where the rod fell, there was nobody there to ask whether the rod came into contact with the Gikaros or not. So that's the suffix B'davar She'en B'das Lishol, that even a suffix Tuma versus a Yachid would be ruled as being taught. As opposed to in this case, where the person is kneading the dough, so we have somebody to ask whether the dough had become tummy or not. Of course, if we ask the person, he would not know the answer, but it's called a davar sheyesh b'das lishol. There's somebody who has that, that we could ask whether the dough is tummy or not. And in such a case, the suffix tumah versus yachid is ruled as being tummy. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi talks about this case as opposed to the case of the previous Mishnah, as Rabbi Yossi would agree that in the case of the previous Mishnah, that the kikaros would be tar. Tahar. If we have a suffix, whether hands had become tame, whether hands had come into contact with Eichon Tmeim or Mashkin Tmeim, that suffix would be ruled Lekula. We would rule that it's tar. Since that which hands become tame is only Midarabana, it's a suffix Midarabana which goes Lekula. As Minotaur, hands would never become tame without the body being tame. Minotaur, we don't make a distinction between the hands and the goof. Only Midarabanan do we say that sometimes the hands become tummy without the body being tummy. So therefore, since this tumah is Midarabanan, when we have a suffix, we rule Lekula. And so too, if we have a suffix, whether hands that have previously become tummy was mitami something else, that suffix is also ruled Lekula. And when we have a suffix, whether your hands have become tar, that suffix is also ruled Lekula. If you were mitar your hand, and you don't know if you did so properly, have a suffix, whether you're metari them properly, that stuff is also ruled lakula, and your hands would be considered tar. Suffolk Rosh Hashanah tar. If we have a suffolk tuma in a Rosh Hashanah in a public domain, that suffolk is ruled leniently, even if the suffolk is a suffolk tuma min ha-Torah. And that is halacha, that a suffolk tuma mitaraisa in Rosh Hashanah is ruled lakula. Suffolk divrei sefer. If we have a suffolk in a tuma that's divrei sefer, that's mitarabana, that suffolk is ruled lakula even if it's in a Rosh Hashanah. And the mission will go on to enumerate certain tuma that are only mitarabana. Achal eichlin tmeh, shasa maskin tmeh. Somebody who ate food which are tmeh, or drank liquids that are tmeh, mitarabana, he would become tameh, and if he touched a truma, the truma would become puzzle. Bar rosho verubo b'mayim shuvim. If he enters most of his body and his head into drawn water. Somebody who had been tameh and immersed himself in a kosher mikvah. And before nightfall arrived, before he had Har Shemesh, he immersed most of his body and his head in mayim shuvim. So Rabbanu will guide that he would become tameh and he would have to immerse himself again in a kosher mikvah. O shenaflu arosho verubo shlosha lugin mayim shuvim. Sveiko taught. Or somebody that was taught and mayim shuvim fell on most of his body and his head, Rabbanu would guide that he would become tameh. And in all these cases, if there was a suffolk, whether he had become tameh for one of these things, that suffolk would be ruled leniently, since all these fakos are midrabban. Avol davar shu ab hatuma, v'humei divrei seferim, sveiko tameh. But if there's a tuma which is an ab hatuma, even if that tuma is only midrabban, and if there's a suffolk, it would be ruled as being tameh. We'll go to chumrah in that case, since the tuma is an ab hatuma. An example of an avatuma, which is mirabana. If somebody has a suffolk, whether it came into contact with a knani, with a guard, the rabbana were good, that knani have a din of a zav, and a zav is an avatuma, even though that tuma is only mirabana. If there is a suffolk, it would be ruled.